Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I just posted up the make a face mask with a bandana and two hair ties link that Brittany, you sent me that. It's a girl on Facebook who has, I mean, it's ingenious. The way she folds, shows you how to fold the bandana and put a hair tie on either side. My Instagram is at Clarky Clark. I put it up everywhere on my Facebook, and I'm sure that's getting shared everywhere. It's ingenious, and it's a simple way to do it. No sewing, no nothing. Are you guys there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Okay. why is your camera off?
Oh, because I'm posting off? On. I'm posting it. Up
oh,
there
right. Okay.
Sorry.
You can make this mask on your way out the door today. So if you're someone who could use something to cover yourself while you're at work, this is easily done.
All right, let's get to the news.
All right.
Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. You know, I wanted to thank Chef Matt Horn again real quick before I even begin the news. What he's doing is huge. You know, I don't know his story exactly, but the idea that a person is about to open a restaurant and finds themselves unable because of this, like, from what I've heard, I've never been in the restaurant business, but it's thin ice at best, and most restaurants don't make it. And the idea
90%.
That he's finds himself unable to open the business that he was hoping to start here any minute, and then is doing this. That's a big deal, Chef Matt Horn. So thank you. And I'm going to contribute to his GoFundMe, which is set up. And you can find all that info at
RadioAlice.com/hero.
He's awesome.
We're putting all these frontline people, we're putting their stories up there with links. And the actual segment is there. And so you can hear the guy's story and, you know, decide what you want to do from there.
So I'm going to begin with school. We all are watching school. The way school is done changed before our very eyes and out of necessity, obviously, but the ability to do it on a computer and get your work and do meetings through Zoom, it seems like it's going to work.
Yeah.
And yet plenty of students are feeling like, well, for example, we talked about it yesterday. There's students missing prom, there's students missing. Well, what about the SATs? Do we take them?
Well,
what
about those? Right.
So
is it, this is the time of year?
I guess UC system, so there's more than just the one, but they are going to ease admission requirements. No SATs and no minimum grades due to coronavirus. So
really?
The upside is fall 2020 might be your year to get into a school that you wouldn't otherwise be able.
That's...
So, I was curious, since your son is very famously... Are you wearing your Berkeley shirt now? No.
I am.
Oh,
I am.
You are. Look at you.
I know.
So how's he feeling about finishing this semester from home? Is he bummed? Is he stoked? Is it fine?
Well, you know what he's most bummed about is, first of all, this summer is now totally up in the air. And he had this really... He was really excited about this internship that he's supposed to be doing. But he's also, he's in a bunch of clubs and like all of their, you know, all these like various things, all their projects are set to the side now and no one can see anybody. And he's still, he's basically in class every day. Like he spends all day online. He's got work that he's got to do for all. So the classes are happening. Mm-hmm. He's way more upset about the, I would say the social and extracurricular stuff that he was up to.
Well, that's what most kids are upset about. I mean, even a kindergartner wants to go to school and see their friends and play.
Exactly.
So that goes, and that runs true all the way through into college without question. So a lot of the kids now are petitioning that the classes that have now moved online and there's a whole different way things are being done. They don't want this to affect their GPA.
Right.
And so they want a pass-fail put in place. I don't know if he's even, if you've even had that discussion with him, but it sounds like.
Yeah, that's, I've heard that from, that there are a couple places that are already doing that pass-fail.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I can't remember. It might have even been my younger kid's school where it was just like a pass-fail thing. I'm not positive that affects the colleges my kids are at right now, but I've heard talk of that.
All right. Well, anyway, hey. that's just one of the, I mean, for most of us, we're like, oh, college kids, because college kids are spending a ton of money for this education that we've told them will get them jobs when they get out.
Right.
So it's a pretty big deal that they find themselves caught up in this when the cash payout is profound.
Yeah.
Bryn, before you jump to the next story, Sarah, are you hearing a buzz?
I hear
your headphones.
I hear a slight buzz, Vin? Yeah.
I hear it.
I think it's coming from Vinny's feed, so I just wanted to see how much it's bothering you guys. I know I got a few texts about it, but it's not too bad yet.
Is it Nicole or people are hearing it?
Turn me off.
Yeah.
Turn them off just for a second and see if that's...
You notice
a
difference?
Is in fact.
Yeah, I hear the buzzing is gone when we turn Vinny down, so it's his Comrex brick, most likely.
I don't think I'm hearing her. I'm not hearing it from him.
I hear it.
Yeah, I do hear it slightly.
Now that you, when you turn it back on,
just today, as opposed, nothing's changed on my end, as far as I know.
Do we want to reset his Comrex unit?
Yeah, and, Nicole, you got a song ready?
Yeah, why don't we just
roll a song and you guys can go ahead and reset your.
We'll be right
units.
Back. It's just all a right. quick song. That's
yeah,
all.
Quick song.
Oh boy.
Oh, it's still there.
It's still there. Well, do we just keep going?
Yeah, let's just roll with it.
All right.
Okay.
I am not hearing it at all, you guys. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Vinny, you're clean as a whistle.
Well, I don't know why it would have changed since nothing's been touched. We're locking this room up after I split. So is it possible this thing
Well,
was
mine
on its...
died on me. Remember that first week? It just all of a sudden went, I don't feel like it anymore.
Yeah, that's right. So is it possible this thing just was on its last leg?
You know, maybe. So you can hear it, Vinny?
I hear a little. Well, it's less now than it was before we turned it on and off, but I still hear a little buzz. Yeah.
And it's okay. Well, let's keep rolling. Go ahead. What's
okay?
The next?
Here we go. Right, so a new poll found most of us are now doing things to stop the virus from spreading. So it's finally, gotten through that this is not something that people are just having a cow about. It's real life. People are dying from it. And the reason we're sheltering in place is to keep that from continuing or getting worse. 85% of Americans now say they've changed their behavior in some way to avoid getting sick. The top changes made, avoiding crowded places. They say not touching certain things when you go out is another way people have changed. Better personal hygiene, washing your hands way more. That should be an absolute. Yesterday,
and let's start adding wear a mask when you leave your house.
Right. I was working with my kid in the garage yesterday, and I kept telling her, we don't touch our faces. And that's, it's a big thing. It's surprising how often you touch your face before.
I just do it now. There you go.
There.
I constantly touch my face. Actually, that's one thing I'll say about having a mask on your face. If it doesn't cut down on one molecule getting your nose, it reminds you don't touch your face.
Mm-hmm. Skipping work or working from home, 24%, which is 8 times higher than last month, are working from home.
And by the end of the month, it'll be even higher than that.
Right. Avoiding tourists, that's doubled in the last month. Keeping your kids home from school, 18% said yes, compared to just 1% last month. In this case, in our case, everybody's been sent home.
Yeah.
I don't know where school is in, but I know in California, school is being done from home.
Yep.
Wearing a face mask in public is at 12%, so that's
good.
On the rise.
It
and today
get
we
higher.
Get word that may become the recommendation from our government after having them tell us, that won't help you. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Roughly 1 in 7 people said, though, that they are not taking any protective measures. There's 6% of the people in this little survey said, coronavirus, what?
Yeah. Or they said, I got nothing to lose. I don't care. Thanks.
So this poll was done between March 19th and March 31st, but it's April 2nd. How this news hasn't gotten to certain people, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
That's surprising.
Well, you know, a lot of people live in their own little world, and it really takes getting hit over the head with a bat sometimes to, you know, for it to make its way in.
This is going to trip you out. I'm not a cruise guy. I know we have a couple of them on the show.
Well, Bryn for sure loves the cruises.
Right. But you've even said you'd go on one, right?
Well, I don't know if I'd do one now.
Less so
they
now.
Don't have they don't have great PR even before the coronavirus thing happened.
Hey, even I wouldn't do one now. Come on.
Yeah, you would if the price was right. Come on. No.
Cruise bookings for next year are up 9%.
What?
Cruise bookings for next year are up 9%. So they may have slashed the prices in order to keep people booking. I don't know. But that is shocking that people are like, hey, it's a great time to book a cruise.
Because it isn't a great time. Although, right. I mean, if you're a dedicated cruiser and suddenly you can get that, you know, you can get an upgraded room or, you know, whatever, extra shrimp on the unlimited shrimp thing. I don't know what they're offering and pay less money for it. Then maybe you're like, well, this too shall pass. And I love cruising.
You'll have to decide whether this is good or bad news. The running theme on a lot of Instagrams and Facebooks is that the sweatpants and the snacking all day are going to make it real hard to get into your pants when it's time to go back outside.
I'm afraid to try.
Kellogg's
and it's only been 3 weeks.
I know, and it's going to go for at least another 3.
Yeah,
Kellogg's just announced a new product called Jumbo Snacks. It's basically their cereals made big enough to put in a bowl without milk and just be a snack. I don't know if people will be into this. It seems like you could have just done that with the regular cereal, but I guess they needed to be...
Well, I'll have a couple bowls of the cereal, and then I'll get the jumbo size cereal and just walk around the house with that under my arm, like in one of those big mixing bowls.
Their 4 most popular cereals will become snacks, no milk required. Fruit Loops, Frosted Flakes, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops.
Oh.
They go on sale next month.
They're just going to be, like, just bigger.
Bigger versions of the cereal to eat as a chip-like snack.
So you're telling me I'll get, like, an Apple Jack, it'll be the size of a donut, and I can...
Yeah, I guess so.
That sounds great. I love Apple Jacks. I might want to dip that in milk, though.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't. I've switched from milk to
Mount.
Ripple.
Oh, Ripple.
Ripple. It's pea protein. I know that it's pea, whatever. Yes.
Green peas.
It doesn't matter. About. You know what? Think whatever you want. Yes, I'm drinking pea protein called Ripple. And it's good. It works fine in my milk. I don't drink it as a cup, but I put it in milk and I
put it in cereal.
Sure.
So, does it taste like milk?
No. But it doesn't taste it almost tastes like nothing.
Oh, so it's just like a liquid to sort of saturate whatever you're trying to milk up.
And it has a similar texture to a thicker like vitamin D style.
Oh.
Presence. You know, like the thicker milk, not the whole milk.
Whole milk, right.
Presence.
Nice.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let's see what you guys had to say. So impressed with Horn Barbecue. Went to their Instagram link at the top to GoFundMe and more about their story. Horn Barbecue. Thanks for highlighting these heroes.
Yeah, that's pretty... It's pretty cool of him. I mean, in the midst of his own personal horror with, you know, his restaurant about to open and then all this happens, this is a guy who found a way to turn it around and make it a positive thing.
Hey, guys, that buzz has been here from the beginning, I think. Cabling problem at Vinny's end? Question mark.
From the beginning.
From the beginning of today's show or from the beginning of the...
Well, Nicole's saying no as well. I heard it starting this break. So, and then the listeners just started texting in too. So I'm not sure where... And it seems like some listeners hear it and some don't. So no, I think it's okay. Nothing. Well, your return feed is very low,
right,
Sarah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 415. I hear the buzz and it's loud. The buzzing went away for a quick second, but I still hear it. Hopefully
the
it's
buzzing
only on my end. Have a good day,
went away when Nicole would turn it down a little bit. Try it again, Nicole. See? You see that? Nobody sees it except for me, I guess.
I don't see it. I can't hear it.
Let's see here. Hey, gang. You probably already know this, but it's very exciting that the new Trolls movie is premiering now online via multiple streaming services like Amazon Prime... On April 10th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, April 10th, right around the corner.
Yeah, yep. I've already been looking for that. We're ready to check that out as soon as it's available.
That is one, I mean, you know, a small positive. There's a lot of things are getting to the pay-per-view scene early, and a lot of things are just getting released. When instead of going to theaters, they're going to your home box office. So,
707 says, yes, Sarah, free Joe. Really?
Yeah, free Joe. Telling you, Vin, you'll see. You go, oh, man. Like, he's not likable. It's not that I like him or anything. But he's, I think he's not the one who should be in jail.
Oh.
Sorry.
Who should be?
I don't even know if you've met the
all
guy
of
yet.
All of them.
Yeah. Right. Actually, you know what? Leave him in and put all the rest
I'm
of them
I'm fine with
in
him there. Room. I just want all the rest of them
well,
in there.
Well, we haven't even talked about the other guy who has this spiritual mask he wears. But really, he's pulling young women without the smarts to get away into his business and turning them into his... It seems like he has a harem.
Yeah, this is that Doc Antle guy. Yeah, there's a lot of horrible, horrible culty people on this show. Joe is the least of my worries of the people on that show, to tell you the truth. Like, I mean, look, it's a sliding scale. He's awful. But when you see sort of the depth of this, have you met Jeff Lowe yet?
I don't think so.
Yeah, Jeff Lowe is coming up.
Oh, okay.
Jeff Lowe and his friend Chucky, I can't think of the guy's name. What's his?
Alan?
Alan.
No, I don't think it's Alan. I just call him Chucky, too.
Yeah, like, call him Chucky.
I cannot remember his name.
Like the Chucky.
Well, since I got my big project for the week done, I'll try to mow through some episodes today and get caught up.
Yeah, it's... What a show.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Hold on, let me find out. Let's see. April Fool's pranks. A lot of those did actually go down yesterday. And you know how you were saying that our guy Brad used to be the Brad and Ron in the digital department? He's like an artist that, you know, turns out he's a painter. I got another guy that I did not realize that this guy was also a really good artist because he's known for something completely different. And we'll talk about that right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3. Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.